Your smartphone weighs less than a deck of cards, yet it contains more computing power than the room-sized machines that sent humans to the moon. This isn't just a tech story. It's the story of human progress itself. For all the headlines screaming about climate catastrophe and resource depletion, we've missed something profound. We've been solving our biggest problems all along, not by using less, but by innovating more. The pattern is everywhere once you see it, from the fertilizer that feeds 2 out of every 5 people on Earth, to the diesel engines moving 80% of American freight, from telescopes revealing distant galaxies, to microscopes exposing hidden bacteria, humanity's greatest breakthroughs share a common thread. We've made things smaller, faster, lighter, denser, and cheaper. And this pattern, far from destroying our planet, may be what saves it. Turn on the news and you'll drown in apocalyptic warnings. Climate change, pollution, famine, water shortages, the drumbeat of doom never stops. This constant negativity has created what one observer calls collapse anxiety, a gnawing feeling that Western prosperity is built on sand, ready to crumble from economic breakdown or environmental catastrophe. But here's what they miss. History tells exactly the opposite story. The human brain embodies extraordinary efficiency, consuming 20% of our calories while being only 2% of body weight. It operates at about 13 watts per kilogram. That's 100,000 times the sun's power density. This 3-pound marvel contains 100 billion neurons, each connecting to roughly 1,000 others, creating 100 trillion distinct connections, dwarfing the entire World Wide Web. This density and efficiency drive our relentless push to innovate. That drive manifests everywhere. Gutenberg's printing press around 1440 made books smaller, lighter, faster, and cheaper, democratizing education and wresting control of ideas from the Catholic Church. The vacuum tube, perfected by Lee DeForest in 1906, enabled 3 or 4 musicians with electric guitars to rock entire stadiums. Rock and roll helped undermine authoritarianism worldwide. Soviet authorities banned Beatles music, yet it spread underground. The Panama Canal, completed in 1914, slashed the New York to San Francisco journey by 8,000 miles. After a $5.2 billion expansion, it now accommodates vessels carrying 13,000 containers, making global shipping dramatically cheaper. Some innovations are so fundamental we forget they exist. The Haber-Bosch process converts atmospheric nitrogen into ammonia fertilizer under high temperature and pressure. Before this 1900s breakthrough, farmers relied on expensive Chilean bird droppings. 2 out of every 5 people alive today depend on Haber-Bosch fertilizers. Without it, billions would starve. Transportation relies on 2 overlooked machines: diesel engines and jet turbines. Diesels move over 80% of American freight with 25 to 40% higher efficiency than gasoline engines. Jet turbines revolutionize air travel, tripling speeds and doubling altitudes. Between 1950 and 2011, air travel exploded 186-fold. New York to Paris flights dropped from 20 hours to 8, while costs plummeted from $8,000 to under $1,000. Thomas Edison's 1882 Pearl Street power plant broke the ancient link between light and fire, enabling precision manufacturing. Digital communications have democratized information sharing beyond anything achievable with printed pamphlets. Today, nearly anyone can publish their views online for free. As one Syrian activist declared, "If there's no internet, there's no life." Human progress has accelerated dramatically. U.S. life expectancy jumped from 47 years in 1900 to nearly 80 today. The world's poorest countries saw lifespans increase from 43 to 59 years between 1970 and 2011. Infant mortality dropped from 61 per 1,000 in 1990 to 40 by 2010, while maternal mortality nearly halved. Global literacy soared from 47% in 1970 to 84% by 2009. Most remarkably, extreme poverty plummeted from 85% of humanity 2 centuries ago to just 16% today. Despite resource depletion warnings, innovation makes resources cheaper. Analysis of 81 minerals from 1900 to 2007 found 48 showed falling real prices despite rising consumption. Solar energy adoption surged 58% in 2012 as costs plummeted. Cities drive this progress. The world's top 600 cities contain 20% of global population but generate over half of global GDP. Dense urban environments enable innovation while requiring less material per capita than suburban living. Modern farming increased food supply per capita by 30% since 1950, even as land per capita fell by half. Despite unprecedented progress, a powerful movement advocates reversing course. Bill McKibben proposes cutting fossil fuel use by a factor of 20 to stabilize atmospheric carbon dioxide at 350 parts per million. This would limit each person to just 0.25 liters of oil equivalent daily, less than a soda can's worth, compared to today's global average of 4.9 liters. Bangladeshis would halve their minimal energy use. Indians would cut by 80%, Chinese by 95%, and Americans would manage just 13 miles of Prius travel daily. These neo-Malthusian views fundamentally reject progress. Paul Ehrlich demands conscious regulation of human numbers, while David Attenborough calls humans a plague on the earth. George Monbiot advocates an ordered downsizing of the global economy, claiming the planet supports only 2 billion people. Yet organic farming, often championed by degrowth advocates, yields 5 to 34% less than conventional methods. With 2.3 billion more people expected over four decades, farmers must increase yields on existing land. Economic growth funds schools, research, employment, and innovation. Degrowth means embracing poverty and rejecting technology. Wealth enables environmental protection. Rich countries afford safeguards that poor ones cannot. Music storage exemplifies our smaller, faster, lighter world. A collection of 250 vinyl LPs weighing 62 kilograms holds about 2,500 songs, while an iPod Classic at just 140 grams stores 40,000 songs, 7,000 times more efficient by weight and 20,000 times by volume. If an iPod had vinyl's density, it would be refrigerator-sized and weigh as much as a car. This journey from Edison's 1892 wax phonograph through LPs and CDs culminated in cloud-based services like Spotify, accessible anywhere. Money followed a similar path. While sunken treasure ships carried tons of silver, today's currency exists as weightless digits on phones. Kublai Khan pioneered this in the 13th century with paper money, lighter and faster than metal coins. The most remarkable development is in Africa, where millions use basic phones for transactions. Kenya's M-Pesa, launched in 2007, had 15 million users by 2013, handling everything from utilities to school fees. Computing underwent the most dramatic transformation. ENIAC, completed in 1946, weighed 27 tons and covered 240 square feet. By 1996, students replicated its capabilities on an 8-millimeter square chip, 350,000 times smaller and 348,000 times more energy efficient. Energy is the master resource, the foundation of everything in society. Our energy policies must align with the trend towards smaller, faster, lighter, denser, cheaper. Wind energy's power density of just 1 watt per square meter makes it unworkable at scale. Replacing America's coal-fired capacity would require a land area the size of Italy. Despite Beyond Coal campaigns, coal remains the world's fastest growing energy source because it efficiently creates electrons, among the smallest, fastest, lightest things in existence. Modern drilling technology has extended the hydrocarbon era despite decades of failed depletion predictions. Oil's extraordinary energy density, about 43 megajoules per kilogram, makes it nearly irreplaceable for transportation. A Boeing 737 carries 20,500 kilograms of fuel containing roughly 880 gigajoules of energy. Replacing that with lithium-ion batteries would require 1.6 million kilograms, 21 times the airplane's weight. Nuclear energy exemplifies this paradigm with unmatched power density, about 338 million watts per square meter, 2,100 times that of wind energy. Things are getting better. Technology and economic growth are bringing millions out of darkness into fuller, healthier, freer lives. Mobile phone subscribers grew from under 1 billion in 2000 to over 6 billion by 2012. Online education makes world-class learning available to anyone with internet access. Modern medicine is experiencing a digital revolution, with devices measuring vital signs and transmitting results wirelessly to smartphones. As Homo Faber, man the creator, we must continue innovating to make energy cheaper, fostering better living standards and further progress. It's time to reject catastrophism and embrace humanism, optimism, and technology. Our future lies in the inexorable human desire for smaller, faster, lighter, denser, cheaper, a desire that has lifted billions from poverty and will continue shaping a better world. The revolution isn't coming. It's already here, hiding in plain sight, in every smartphone, every LED bulb, every innovation making our world more efficient.